Welcome to Money Markets and Masterminds, a Citywire South Africa podcast that delves into the intricate world of finance, investment, and strategic decision-making. If you're a fund selector or an independent financial advisor looking for insights, analysis, and expert opinions to enhance your perspective, you're in the right place here with me, editor Ruan Uyster. Citywire's 2024 Alpha Female Report was launched on Monday and revealed a somewhat encouraging stride in gender diversity within the asset management industry, with women now occupying 12.5% of portfolio management roles globally, up from 12.1% last year. That was the first positive to draw from the report, which shows that the overall numbers are going in the right direction. Now in its ninth year, the report draws on Citywire's database of just over 18,100 individual money managers around the world, which includes South Africa. I invited my colleague and the co-author of this year's Alpha Female Report, Nicola Blackburn, on the show today, all the way from our head office in London, to talk us through some of the other major trends revealed in the report. She is Citywire's chief reporter in the UK, covering investments for a British intermediary audience. It's just fabulous to have my first fellow Citywirean on my show. So welcome, Nicola.
Hello. Thanks so much, Ruan. It's great to be here.
As a start, maybe you can tell my local audience just a bit more about what the survey entails and the effort behind its compilation, and also where our listeners can get their hands, or in this case, rather their eyes, on this report.
Yeah, absolutely. So Citywire's Alpha Female Report has been running for 9 years now, and it started off because I think the company noticed this lack of gender parity in asset management, and specifically among portfolio managers, and the fact that there hadn't been the progress, there wasn't really noticeable progress in the percentage of female portfolio managers going up and becoming more equal with the percentage of male portfolio managers. So Citywire runs a database where we track, as you mentioned, Ruan, actually, over 18,000 active fund managers around the world globally. And so because of that data, we are able to gather information year on year about, you know, the number of portfolio managers there are of either gender, where they're working, which sectors their funds are in. And we're able to trace all these interesting patterns from which we can draw conclusions about what's happening behind this progress towards gender parity? Why has it been so slow historically? So we've got this amazing, quite small data team within Citywire who crunch the numbers annually. And from this, you know, me and you, Ruan, we get to talk about it and sort of try and piece together what's going on and what can be improved.
As the survey showed, only about 12% or 22 out of the 190 rated managers with funds domiciled in South Africa are female. How does that compare with other jurisdictions covered in the report?
That's a really interesting question. So where does South Africa sit globally? It's kind of in the middle, is what I'd say. So that percentage, 12%, is pretty similar to some other sort of major jurisdictions like the US, the UK. They were all around 11 and 12% in terms of their female portfolio managers. And then on one extreme, you have the likes of Germany, which only has about 6% of its portfolio managers that are female. And on the other end, you have Singapore and Taiwan, who, you know, their percentage is around sort of the late 20s, early 30s in terms of that percentage of portfolio managers. And interestingly, I think you can look at the percentage in isolation, but you've also got to look at how that's progressed over time. And for Singapore, their percentage of female portfolio managers went up from 20 to 27% this year. So something's happened there, whether it's active progress towards gender parity or whether, you know, it's, you know, there are some other factors that are playing into it. So I think, you know, something that your readers will also find interesting when they look at the report, Ruan, is how that has progressed over time for South Africa. And all of our reports are available online, all of our historical reports, so they can look back at 2023, 2022, et cetera.
There was more positive news apart from the increase in the overall percentage, as the report showed a significant jump in the average portfolio size run by female managers, even though the lion's share of new launches continue to go to men. Nicola, what are some of the numbers that support these notions?
Yeah, it was really great to see that jump, albeit a small jump, this year to 12.5% of portfolio managers being women. again, still quite a small number, but last year, I believe the percentage was 12.1%. And it had sort of stagnated over the previous few years. So it was good to see a slight jump, albeit small. In terms of the numbers behind it, I think the most interesting and perhaps sort of positive one was the jump in the number of mixed teams. So if we take this together, mixed teams, a team of women, or a sole woman running funds, and taking those together, the percentage of those that were women increased sort of the most significantly. So that jumped to 19.5%, and that was up from 18.1% the prior year. And having had a look at the kind of deeper numbers while doing this report, it looks like that's coming from women being added to mixed teams of fund managers on funds, as opposed to it being more, you know, solo women running a fund or a team of just women running a fund. And as I think we'll get into, Ruan, that's really positive because mixed teams tend to be really successful in, you know, balancing out risk return on their funds.
We just mentioned new launches, and the report shows that less than 20% of new mandates over the past 12 months were given to women. But there was a glimmer of light in these figures compared to last year, weren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's obviously that figure suggests that the majority of fund managers appointed to new launches are still men, which is discouraging if we want to actively increase the number of female portfolio managers in the pool of portfolio managers. However, that number, you know, was a significant increase from last year, where in 2023, only about 6% of new fund managers on newly launched funds were women. And the reason that was also disappointing is because, you know, the past few years have been really tough for asset managers. Costs have been really tight, and there have been less new funds launched. And therefore, you know, you'd expect to see just less new managers coming into the pool. So it was progress this year. That's quite a significant jump that, you know, around 80% of managers on new funds are men, and around 20% are women. I think, you know, the importance of appointing women to newly launched funds can't be understated, because it's an opportunity for newer female portfolio managers to cut their teeth, and it's an opportunity for them to make a success out of a fund and really grow their assets. You know, you think of a woman who might be appointed to run a technology fund. You know, we've seen the kind of volatility in that sector, which, yes, in down markets can be really, really distressing and really difficult. But, you know, in a bull market, those funds, you know, come out with the most amazing returns. So I think we, And the other important thing here is that if we're going to reach gender parity, then we can't still have a pool of, you know, new fund managers that is skewed to men. That actually has to skew to women if we're going to reach parity. So it was encouraging to see that figure on newly launched funds, but there's a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. When the COVID-19 pandemic led to the proliferation of flexible working, firms hailed their policies as an inclusive measure that could keep women in the workplace. However, 4 years on, Citywire calculation do show that just as many female portfolio managers are leaving or changing their roles, aren't they, Nicola? What type of figures are we talking about here?
Yeah, absolutely. So this all comes back to retention and turnover. And I think, personally, I think one of the most interesting findings that came out of the report this year is that turnover not only remains, not only is higher for female portfolio managers, turnover among female portfolio managers than their male counterparts, but consistently it's been higher. So this year, what Citywire does, just to explain this, is that Citywire takes average turnover across 10 years across the asset management industry and finds the average of that, and we put that in the report. So that's talking about people that have left funds and people that have joined new funds, and that all comes into the turnover figure. So this year, again, looking back over the past 10 years, the average rate of turnover for female portfolio managers was 43%. And for men, it was much, much lower than that. It was about 14% lower. And that gap hasn't really changed in the past 5 years. It's still, that rate is much, much higher among women. there's a lot that we need to unpack there to understand and to sort of remedy if we're going to reach gender parity. If I can just sort of flag a few things. So what that figure is showing us is that women are switching in and out of funds more frequently than men. And while we don't immediately know the reasons why that is, what it does point to is the fact that there's just less female portfolio managers in the talent pool, because firms are, and you know, me and you, Ruan, I think we write stories about this a lot. One firm is sort of poaching, quote unquote, a female portfolio manager from another firm because that's what they have to do in order to bring a female portfolio manager in house. So I think that's a really difficult challenge for firms. And I think it points to the fact that we need to just get more women in the talent pool in the first place. I would say that, you know, absolutely that figure could point to the fact that women are leaving fund management roles more often than men are. And we obviously need to investigate why that is. And people speak about the reasons why that is. And then thirdly, I think, you know, part of this, the data, it's difficult to gather this from the data, but part of this could be that women tend to take longer periods of parental leave than men do. And so I think there are questions that firms need to sort of raise with themselves here about what their parental leave policies are. You know, are they actively encouraging women to come back to work? If they need support, are they providing that? There's a lot that needs to be explored in terms of these retention rates for women that just sort of consistently seem to be poorer.
Nicola, this week, my colleague Justin Brown attended an event discussing the very issues we've been unpacking today, and where various speakers said that the biggest barrier to retaining women in senior roles seemed to be that the industry's culture is lacking of inclusivity. While equal numbers of male and female graduates enter the field, women often feel that they don't truly belong in these organizations, leading to the high turnover that you just spoke about. Does the similar sentiment exist in the UK markets that you work in and or in other areas our research covered?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ruan, I'd be really interested in kind of throwing that question back to you in a little bit and asking you exactly kind of what was said and how this was playing out in terms of women leaving roles, maybe because they felt there was a lack of inclusivity. But I mean, yeah, this, you know, I think we're seeing this on several levels and in different sort of situations. A couple of asset managers that I spoke to in the progress of doing this report, you know, provided examples. I think one area we're seeing this is in parental leave and in sort of welcoming women back to the workplace and supporting them if they need it. One very successful asset manager, a portfolio manager here in the UK, she works for a global asset manager here, running a number of funds. She said that when she came back from parental leave, she called, you know, the support that her firm gave her a lifesaver. They actually linked her up with a mentor because she spent a significant amount of time away from work and she thought that would really help her. She called it a lifesaver. I think it was really crucial to her getting back on track in her career. And you're also seeing it, I think, if we look at more junior portfolio managers who actually, I suppose portfolio managers at anywhere, you know, in their career progression, but might feel that they need some upskilling. They might feel that they need further skills training, further support to progress in their career. And I think we really need to recognize that, particularly because there is such a dearth of women who are in senior portfolio management roles around the world. Having women in senior portfolio management roles is so crucial for those junior portfolio managers to have somebody that looks like them and to show them that there are promotional opportunities. There are, you know, really incredible kind of career progression opportunities for them. Again, it's just been emphasized time and time again that that's really important. I've done it today. The asset management industry talks a lot about programs and initiatives and action to keep women in these roles. It doesn't have to be as formal as that. One portfolio manager we spoke to said that, you know, as part of a sort of something that they do for all employees at their firm, they have these sort of they have sort of smaller teams. It's just how their teams of analysts and portfolio managers work together, where an analyst might be, you know, there'll just be a couple of analysts to a portfolio manager, basically. And she said that for women, that's really incredible because it gives them this one-on-one time with a somebody that's more senior than them, where they can talk about their work, they can ask questions, they can collaborate, you know, constantly. So I think, you know, just bringing these role models and these kind of more junior staff together and creating an environment where they can really clearly see someone they can aspire to is really important. And I really don't think we could underestimate that. That would be one of my big takeaways, I'd say, from the report. But Rowan, can I ask if there's anything you would add to that, actually, in terms of what you've heard?
Yeah, absolutely. We did a little bit of a research of our own when we saw the data. Mm. One of the positives that came out is realizing that 8 women are actually CEOs of some of the top asset managers in the country, and they're leading from the front. And what they are trying to do is going to all the big pension funds and making gender diversity part of their ESG programs or strategies, as they call them, which I think is going to make a huge positive impact if it's part of your ESG development program or giving mandates to smaller firms or more niche firms or female-run firms, as you mentioned previously, because here in South Africa, Institutional Capital is the biggest part of our stock exchange and of the unit trust universe. So if these women that are leading from the front, strong, amazing women who are running some of the most successful funds, can do it that way, I think the report or the numbers next year might just look a bit different from the southern tip of Africa.
That's really, really interesting. And I'd love to, like, you know, catch up with you in a year's time maybe and look at the progress of what's actually happened when some of those rules have been put in place. I think it's also a great example of why if we want to give women more opportunities, why those women are also absolutely, you know, probably the most qualified people and the best people to run those mandates and to run those strategies. I think a counter argument to, striving towards gender parity that we often hear is people say, I want the most qualified person to run my money. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. But I think, that's a great example of the fact that there are women running very successful, maybe boutique, maybe smaller, but very successful fund management firms at the end of the day. And we should look to them and be mindful of how it can kind of play into diversity and gender parity goals. Absolutely.
Well, in my personal opinion, and as a woman myself, and I think you will agree with me, Nicola, addressing the gender imbalance among portfolio managers require concerted efforts from firms to promote diversity, actively create a supportive work environment and cultivate female talent through mentorship and leadership development programs. Well, that's all the time we have for today. And thank you, Nicola, for joining me and providing a glimpse into the female factors within the industries we both cover. To all our CityWire South African listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Money, Markets and Masterminds with me, editor Ruan Uister, and my producer, Vera Loba de Silva from the CityWire Studios team. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, leave a review and share it with your network. We are available on all major platforms such as Spotify and Apple Podcast and on the local outfit iono.fm. We also have a wealth of multimedia content on our website, so please subscribe and go have a look at that as well. And with that, and until next time, goodbye.